Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me this week is Shaylee Baby. Shay, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
It's great to see you. I'm doing wonderful. And joining us as well, we also have Jessica this week. Producer Jessica, normally behind the glass in the studio, but today you sit front and center.
The BTS, behind the scenes, girls up front. That's right.
Is that what you guys? Maybe we'll put on to a different podcast that you guys can branch off and do your behind the scenes girl talk, whatever you just said.
Yeah, no, exactly. BTS.
You sound like you've already forgot about the idea.
No, it's called BTSB.
Yeah, with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
New Kids on the Block. You guys can have them and do a big
those are podcast. The perfect. That those were literally the exact initials I said. New Kids on the Block, BTSB. That's PTSD is what now. What I'm thinking. Very,
yes. I have PTSD from this story.
Oh no! Does that mean that you're enjoying it? Because I'm confused.
Yeah, it's great.
I know I am.
Yeah.
Ditto.
You're doing well. Good job. I'm happy for Jess to be out here. So
me too.
Such talent wasted on Jess, her production skills,
exactly,
and social media
happy
prowess.
Happy to be here. You happy to happy. Have her.
I am.
She's so excited.
I really am very Shay's excited. Giddy. I'm excited. I've been wanting her to be on the show since I first came on the show.
Well, maybe.
And I keep getting welcomed back, and it's honestly, I don't know how.
Shay does not get this through her head yet. Shay is the news girl for the show.
Shay is part of the show right now. No, true. Okay?
After the last, is this your fourth episode or third?
This is my third.
Yeah.
I have to say, Shay's news was pretty good last time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm very excited to hear what she has for us.
I researched that, just like I did for today's news. Research, you know?
She's the best at research.
Research.
She's the
very
best at
thorough.
Research.
Thank you. Research. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted to hear is how good
some
that
validation.
I did.
You look very happy today. Do you have a good week?
No, my week was fantastic.
Good.
That we're talking about the week that I didn't see you.
Yes.
So like not this week, but like last week.
Yeah.
No.
In the future, when I ask how your week was, I mean the most previous week, the last 7 days from where I'm talking to you, not the last calendar.
So just from last Monday.
Okay. Right. Yes. Because just so we can clarify why there is confusion, if you guys recall correctly, when he asked me last week how my week was, and it was only Monday. It's just as fantastic as it was.
I thought it was obvious that I wouldn't mean how is the one day that I'm seeing you right now, how is only today. I'd probably say how's your day versus how's your week.
But I feel like if we take it back, he did say how is your day and then how is your week
on Monday. Okay.
He did.
Maybe you're going by the letter of the question instead of the spirit of the question. Maybe I misspoke.
Honestly,
in which case,
if we're talking about spirits, I'm
thoroughly.
In it. You repent?
How's next week for you then, Shay? We'll get into next week. Let's go into the future instead of the past.
Now I'm sad. Because next week is going to be literal trash. Let's just talk about how
every week is.
Yeah, quote last Monday's words exactly, trash. Freaking up. My closest friend is leaving on Friday for her dumbass wedding.
Oh, no.
Not that I don't love her fiance, but
where
I'm
where is she leaving
sad.
For?
Yeah, she's
where
gonna
is she
go,
going?
She's going to North Carolina to get married. And let me tell you guys about her flowers. She got wooden flowers for her wedding.
Okay.
Mainly because she's seen, so there was like somebody that she knew that had them. And she was just like, wow, these are like really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, let's talk about how, I don't know if it's everywhere, but North Carolina specifically, you can't have real flowers while on the
beach.
That's
ridiculous.
Why is
right.
that?
So from my understanding, which I have no understanding of anything.
You sound pretty understanding on this so far.
No,
yeah,
I sound passionate.
Maybe you're faking it till you're making it.
I'm sad as shit that she's leaving, but I have to show you guys a picture of her flowers because they're literally, like, I seen them in person.
And you're not allowed to have flowers on the beach.
So supposedly the wind's going to freaking blow the goddamn seeds directly into the water and all the freaking animals are going to die.
No,
that's
it blows
sad.
That law. That's what I say.
That was a good one.
I mean, people might disagree with me. Some naysayers out there might disagree with me. But I feel like beaches, for as free as they should be, have a lot of restrictions on them.
Oh, yeah. Beaches. Yeah. Oh,
some
yeah.
people might not see eye to eye, but at least for me.
I don't know a lot about other places.
Yeah.
So
Other than right here, right now?
Other than only what I hear, because I've never been anywhere. If anyone wants to take me on a trip, like, I'm ready. But
you didn't get invited to the wedding.
Yeah, should I not bring that up? I got invited to the wedding, but guess who can't go? Because I have a freaking big girl job and can't leave it.
Oh, fuck
I can't
that.
Get off. Yeah. Oh, not only because I'm the boss, but I'm also short-staffed as shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
which
you are the
fantastic.
Boss.
Which is fantastic.
I think that sounds like a perfect reason to go. I feel that like sounds like almost every other boss.
Yeah, no, right.
At least in the rest
and
of
I love
the
my job.
Around here.
You do love your job,
I
and
do.
You're good at it.
Thanks.
Aww.
Thanks.
And you're the boss.
You're
you know what?
Everything
you know what?
You do.
The only thing you might be better at, and that is the news.
Talking. Oh.
We're all very excited. Oh, some preview for the news. It's not news time yet, but it's coming. It's coming sooner than you.
Then you guys.
I don't want to say that.
You want it to be sooner, but unfortunately, it's not sooner.
I think
what you're
trying
to say.
I think your news last week was very good.
We're gonna keep the news at the end as the grand finale. It's a nice stable thing at the end.
I want to see. I want to see a picture of the flowers.
Oh God, let me show you. Okay.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, let me talk about this.
I can't even believe.
Please interrupt me, then just pause. Let me interrupt what you're saying, and then when you stop, I'll just stop too.
No.
Please, go on about your wooden flowers.
No, you please. Quote, unquote, what my mother said.
I would never.
Your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
And
happy
all I
Mother's
do is
Day. Belated Mother's Day, by the way.
Happy
the moms
Mother's Day, you guys.
Especially Shay's mom. Thank you.
Yeah, she is
the
a queen. I know. She said on two separate occasions how amazing you sound.
Yeah.
Didn't say a damn thing about me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I should be the light of her life.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm
really
not even her.
Shay joke, but that we'll get into. Ashley. Okay. Can I please say?
Oh yeah, no.
No, please
no. No, take it. Take it. It's all
say
yours.
Say your fucking wooden flower story.
No,
okay.
Showing me a picture of it.
That's the point. Is I can talk, and then you guys do the picture. Because listeners can't see the picture.
Correct.
And
no, we're
so
gonna
we're
show
gonna
it.
Put,
we are gonna show
we're
it.
Gonna,
we are gonna
we'll
link
show
the
it
flowers.
On Instagram and stuff. But in that time, let me tease what we're ranking this week. This
that.
Week we will be ranking different flavored sodas I found from Grandpa Joe's.
Wait, who you? Soda.
As much as, dude, there's people who listen
from?
To us everywhere.
Where
man.
Are you from?
I'm doing this for the people who listen to Alaska and Pakistan.
Shout out Alaska. Whoop, whoop.
All
whoop,
over whoop. The globe. Some
go ahead.
Pops.
Internationally
okay. Is that better?
Known. Yeah, pop is it better, but
okay.
Like I wasn't bad. But
I'm
go ahead.
Doing it, so, okay. Can
you're
we
just
do
a people
let's
pleaser.
Do the off, let's do the off-the-air critiques today, okay? Great.
BTSB.
Smash you with that twisted tea.
It's a whole weapon. You better calm down.
Okay. Right
so we're going to be ranking those. As much as I hate the character Grandpa Joe,
yeah,
I love the
exciting.
Candy store in Beaver.
Wait, but. Can you please talk about that? Because I never knew about that place until I moved here and somebody had to like tell me.
Is there
and
more
it's
than
amazing.
One?
I think it's a chain.
Really?
I do.
Think,
actually,
I thought it was exclusive
no,
to
I
Beaver
think
County.
I
Beaver County.
It might be exclusive.
Yeah.
But I think there's more than one.
Just the one in Beaver. Huh. Which one do you go to?
The one in Beaver? But
yeah.
I thought I saw another one somewhere.
I think
like
you're right. I think
something.
There is more than one.
Well, we'll do some Beaver research County. And get back to that. But anyway, the one in Beaver. Oh, and I also got a game that I thought we'd play, but I don't know if it'll work out. So
oh
maybe
God,
we'll,
I'm so excited.
We'll move
oh, that's
on.
Exciting.
No,
but,
I'm excited.
But, okay, so if you go to Grandpa Joe's in Beaver, they have a lot of different flavored ones. But I got some disgusting. Well, I don't know that they're disgusting. They're just abnormal ones. So we're going to taste these, rank them, and we'll get our, they're blind taste testing.
So and guessing
I know what they are. Producer Liam knows what they are, but Jess and Shay do not. We're going to taste them, and then we'll give our reviews on that. And one other thing that I'm thinking this week, if you're ever in a drive-thru, move up if you can move up.
God dang it.
People need to be more
so
drive-thru
good.
Courteous. Because Curtis, I'll be.
Yes.
Yes.
I
yes.
will, God damn. Okay, so you'll be, let's move on.
No, people, no. No, I like this topic because I completely agree. Don't look at me in your freaking side mirror while I'm at the
well,
thing
the worst,
order.
Yeah.
And you know there's room and you're just like,
oh,
that obese person doesn't need food.
That person
is that what's happening?
Well, they do the two lanes at McDonald's.
Okay,
so they go
yes.
straight. Then you branch off into the two. There's the fork in the road, and then you come back together.
Yes, right? Like a zipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you do that, and then you merge back. but you get enough for you to get through, and you don't pay any attention to the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people do know it, and they don't care.
They don't care.
There's
they,
like,
they
when
don't.
You watch people in a drive-thru, there's like 3 feet between cars or 2 feet. You can get a lot closer to the car in front of you than you think. People need to be more
courteous.
No,
they do think. They don't care.
Oh.
That's exactly right.
They do. They're like, I could get closer, but I'm going to be an ass and not. I did pay for a cop the other day behind me.
I would
me.
Never do that.
That's sweet.
First time I've ever paid for, probably not the first time because I'm a sweet person.
That pay it forward
But I thing. Paid for him behind me and he like did a little, like, he yeah. flashed his lights.
Do you think he paid
and
for
he
the
pulled
person
you over?
Behind?
He did not pay for the person behind him. I watched him take his cash out, which I did actually think it was weird that he had cash, and I got trashed for thinking that, but whatever. And he pulled his cash out, and the guy's like, you got paid for.
Yeah.
And then he was like, cool, thanks, and yeah. he pulled up.
Yeah.
So he did not pay
he
for
did
the
not
guy.
Pay.
This might be controversial, but maybe I'll do a ranking on this. I don't think anybody accepts a gift better than a cop, except for a priest. And if you've ever waited on a priest in a restaurant ever, when you go out for dinner and you know somebody else is like taking you out, you might not get the lobster tail added.
Okay,
and
right.
And do three
right.
appetizers, then your salad, and then your dinner before you get a dessert here and to go.
Yes.
A priest does not give one shit.
Right.
A priest will buy a bottle and do all that.
And does not care.
They're ordering
yeah, they don't
the
care.
Fanciest thing, most expensive yep. thing on the menu.
I completely agree with that. And it's ridiculous. I agree. But if you're going to take me on a date, I'm telling you right now, you better add on absolutely every single thing possible. Bottles, food,
oh, yeah. Well,
tips.
If I'm taking somebody out, they usually know that we're going to get
tips.
All whatever
the tips.
We want.
You know?
Yeah, throw that on the check.
Put it on the check.
Perfect.
The tip. Put the tip on the check.
Is the tip included?
It better be.
Give it 20%, if not more.
Definitely
I started
more.
20%.
Definitely more.
Yeah, you got to beg definitely for more. And then one other thing. This is completely random. People need to listen to Sam Cooke more because his music is awesome. I heard it on the radio and I wrote it down and it like took me over.
What does he sing? He sings Latch, right?
If somebody doesn't break down in the song right now, I'm mad. What is it? I don't even know. I know
I
who's
was born by the river.
That's Whoa. Sam Cooke. Wait, who did
is
you say?
Is it Sam Cooke? That is Sam Cooke. That's
oh,
a good ass song.
Who the
song.
Fuck am I thinking
no,
of?
No, I know
Latch.
I don't know Latch, but I think I
yeah,
do know who you're thinking.
He has what's a Cupid song? Cupid, pull back your bow.
Oh, okay. I do actually know that song.
And let your arrow flow straight
yeah.
to. My lover's dude, Sam Cooke's a beast. Look him up. If you don't know, Summertime, which has been covered by everybody. I don't know that that's his original. But what the hell is the song I just sang?
Change.
Change is going to come. Dude,
good
Sam
job, Jess.
Has such good songs,
thanks.
Dude. All right. Are you two able to talk while I grab the drinks?
Yeah, obviously we can freaking talk. Christopher, what do you think this is?
Okay.
Do you
Chris
have
is
any
taking
idea
a break.
Who we
I'm
are.
Putting a lot of faith into you two,
She's
which I already have,
forward.
Which I kind of... we'll see. Here you go.
So I do want to discuss, because we were talking about what Jess was doing today. Well, okay. So she's fortunate enough to be able to occasionally work from home.
Occasionally. Not
because she's
often
so,
enough.
No. Let's just discuss how phenomenal she is at not only everything, but you get a chance to work from home, and it does make me jealous. I'm not going to lie. I'm
this
not going to lie.
This pandemic has been... Don't want to
it's
be
been a curse and a blessing.
Correct. It's been really good for me and the fact that I get
yeah,
to work
from home. Yeah. But you were telling me a show that you were watching. What was that show? That something evil within or something?
Evil Lives Here?
Evil Lives Here.
Oh, and my.
I'm just really sad that I've never seen it.
You need to watch it.
I know.
You like these kind of shows.
I know.
It's all about like murderers and people that are living with murderers and have no idea.
And have no idea.
Evil Lives Here.
And that makes me really happy because what's her name that I showed you?
Bailey Sirion. Love her.
That's a whole freaking trademark right there. We're not trying to steal anything.
Absolutely
but oh my
not.
God, I just got goosebumps.
She's
amazing.
Great. She is. You did. You showed me that. And I watched it for like...
Hours?
2 days straight.
Thank you. I
so like all
don't
of them.
Want to turn it down, turn it off no. at all. It makes me extremely happy. I have no problem. Like, it's actually kind of weird. Sometimes I sit there and I'm like, is it normal how much in every sense I'm enjoying I don't even know what her makeup looks like half the time because her voice.
So engrossed in the story. She does have a good voice.
She has a good
voice. You know what? You need to watch Eva Lives Here. And I'm not even that one. You need to get Discovery ID.
I know. I literally just canceled my freaking cable because I haven't turned my TV on in 2 years. I know. Oh. I know. It's that's insane. Like good, that doesn't though. Make sense.
So then what do you do?
Is it good?
Because, so then what do you do?
Okay,
you
so watch I TikTok work all day. Work all day. Okay. Come home, shower, get in bed, watch TikTok. Ew to the shower. Yeah. I agree with that. That's disgusting. No motivation. It's ridiculous. And then I watch TikToks and I better be asleep by nine.
Nine?
And I get home at like six. That's no time for TikTok. And it makes me sad.
We love TikTok here.
Oh my God. We love TikTok. Ew.
I don't mean I don't mean to interrupt, but I have the drinks out.
Oh, Chris is back for the rankings.
Yes. These look actually good. So I can't wait for them to be disgusting. Yes.
Well, they're not all disgusting. I shouldn't have said disgusting.
This one's definitely pee. It looks like pee.
I'm not going to say what they are.
Pee.
But like some of the ones that I didn't get, there was a pimple flavored one. I didn't get that.
How do you make a pimple flavored drink? I guess we'll never know. Dude,
I'm actually speechless for the first time in my life. I don't even know.
We have six right here. They're not all gross. Only one seems gross.
Okay.
But the other ones are just kind of unique, and we're going to do a blind taste.
Have you tried? So I know that you, to Chris, I know that you know what they are. Obviously.
I've tasted one of them before.
Was it the gross one?
Are you participating?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
But you know what they are.
But I want him to taste them as well.
I'm going to let you taste the first two, then I'll tell you what it is, and then we'll rank them.
And I feel like, I'm actually excited because I feel like he said one of them is kind of gross, and I feel like when it comes time to pass them, he's like, we're going to see like the cringe, like, frick, this is the nasty one.
Eat my poker throw face, up, dude.
Are we saving this for another time?
Because
this
is a good ass story. Than that. Let's go.
Chris Ditto.
Number one.
Number one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not the rankings though. We have a blind taste test. I'm gonna take a picture that we'll post with the show so you can have it as a tool to learn with. But number one.
That's the sweetest. You guys get me every time.
Shay, what's it smell like? What's it taste like? Jess, did you try it?
I didn't, no.
Well, okay, that's what this is. You guys are going to have to be a little bit more interactive.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to take a picture for you guys. I'm really sorry. Okay. You guys know I don't never stop talking, but I just wanted to take a picture.
Number one is pink. It looks like watermelon juice, I think.
Good. So far, so good. This is what I need, Jess. I need you to paint a picture. Oh, how's it smell?
Ooh.
How's the aroma?
Candy.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
All right, here.
Don't
I'm
tell me exactly what it is. I need like my own opinion.
All right,
well.
And you don't say what you think it is. Let Shay do her run too.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm gonna be really, really depressed because I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah, I'll let you guys guess maybe before I. Talk.
Yeah, you let us guess before.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be such fun.
I can't believe I'm actually impressed that you remember. Like you know, like me, I would have been like, hold on a second.
I put.
You don't have it written down.
No, I have it written in the cooler. I have everything labeled. Of course I have a backup, but I remember it too.
I like to compare everything to alcohol, and this is really sad because if there was alcohol in here, I would take it back. So I'm smelling.
You would take it back because
it doesn't smell anything like booze.
Okay, yeah, none of these have alcohol in it. So if you're complaining that the drink is not strong enough, it's because it's 0% alcohol.
What are you saying?
Alcohol.
Taste it, Shay.
Are you saying it's a shot?
Have you tasted it yet?
Let me see.
No. Enjoy Shrey's silence for the first time.
First time ever.
What do you think that is? I know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's a very like candy, but like a soft candy.
Let me taste it.
Like a not very strong cotton candy.
It's very pink.
Do we get to guess?
It's pink like kind of like what's it? Like the pink grapefruit juice.
Yeah, but it tastes a whole lot better than that.
And it's carbonated.
Although this isn't.
It is carbonated.
They all are, right?
Yeah, I think so. It looks like
I do like this one.
It looks like two of them.
Shay, what's your guess?
I just did like a soft cotton candy.
Okay.
Bubble gum.
No.
No?
Is Shay right?
No. No. Neither of you are right.
Oh, what the
Jess
fuck?
Jess has tried this before. I've bought this before.
Wait.
I believe you. I believe you. They all are two of them not carbonated? She's trying it again.
I had them opened from before the show, so they probably lost a little.
Just these two don't look it. The pee and then the vampire blood.
Okay.
Those ones don't look.
There is a pee and a blood flavor. I'm not saying they're in this.
I have never been so impressed with myself.
Number one is peanut butter and jelly.
You shut up right now. Doesn't taste
like peanut butter and jelly.
Taste it again now knowing that it's peanut butter and jelly, Shay.
Tasting it again.
There's a lot of dust in it.
There's not dust in it. It's on the glass. And it's not glass or dust.
No.
Okay.
No, let me
I'm still feeling, so Jess, her bubblegum guess was actually made me, it's like a bubblegum cotton candy.
Yeah.
You guys are not, your guesses were not bad, but yeah.
So we did great, and I rename it cotton candy.
Just remember what it is for when we tell the listeners at the end. Now try number two.
Cotton candy bubblegum.
Okay.
Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is.
I only wanted Shay to go first on the first one because you tried it, and I thought you would have seen it and smelled it and knew, oh, that's peanut butter and jelly.
She did know. She did know. She just didn't want to give it away.
There you go. Okay.
So this one looks
Jess would never
like red
do.
Wine, which makes me mad because it's not red wine.
Okay. Well, taste it anyway.
Ew, it smells like feet.
Hold on.
Let me smell on my good side. Hold on.
On your good side?
This is, it has to be the nasty one.
No, let me see. Not. I don't think. Taste it.
Okay, first of all, it smells like Fritos.
Ew.
Oh my God. It smells like a whole food. Okay. Like food. Like straight up food. Like a snacky food. Can you guys hear me sniffing in the mic?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure. All right, just kidding.
Today, bro.
Do you hate it?
I hate it.
Oh, wow. I don't remember what it is, honestly.
I don't.
It smells like fucking gasoline. Ew.
I'm disgusted.
I don't know about a whole food, but.
That smells like straight Fritos.
Let me taste it.
Yeah, pass it. Pass it off. I don't
let
hate it.
Try.
It's like a thicker consistency, I feel like. I feel like it might have like a...
I don't like the way that smells. I can't remember what this is.
What does that smell like? Tell me that doesn't smell like a food, but like a snacky food. Like chips or something.
The aftertaste is awful.
Oh, I remember what it is.
Okay, so is it some type of cherry licorice? Because that's what I'm kind of getting
like,
from
kind
it.
Of.
It does taste fruit. It does. It doesn't taste like it should.
Okay. I think that about the first one, but like I guess we were right.
What do you say? What are your guesses?
It's like a cherry liquor. It's like cough medicine.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And you are right about it being something, but I cannot put my finger on it.
I believe this one is bacon.
I knew it was a food.
Oh my God, you did. You said a whole food.
And on bacon's a stuff.
It should taste a little bit smokier, I think. They should
okay.
work on that.
Okay, that,
yeah,
yes.
smoky.
But you know what? I think that the scent is smoky. Next
Maybe
one.
That's what they're going for. Like,
do you want to do the next one first, Jess?
Sure. Okay.
That one's orange, like an orange soda.
Yes,
this
looks
one looks
exactly
orange.
Like.
Yeah, exactly like an orange soda. Yeah.
I like how we all agreed. Like
we're
so.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, we're all so smart. It's orange like orange.
I don't like how this.
Do you know that you said
like
an orange soda? By the way, why are you allowed to say soda now?
No, because it's actually called an orange soda.
Yeah.
It's not called orange pop. Orange soda,
guys.
No, it says orange soda, like an orange creamsicle.
Soda, okay.
Never mind, because I was going to say pop, because popsicle.
Smells
but never mind.
Horrendous, and I'm afraid to taste it.
Taste it. You have
it
to taste
like
it.
Smells like brassy.
As much as people love listening to you smell it for 40 minutes.
That's what I was doing. I hope you guys enjoyed
it.
I don't like that at all.
Okay,
I remember what it is. I'm excited for this one.
We're on the nasty one, you guys.
Let's see. Well, we might be.
This smells like a fart and fresh cut grass.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Half of my favorites.
Farts. I knew it. Let's see.
Ew.
Okay, don't like how that smells.
That was an alley-oop.
Now, mind you, you want this to taste good because it's the orange sickle looking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have high expectations for that.
Oh, what's that face?
The face is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Let's see how it smells.
It smells like a fart and grass. Yeah. We got the BTS. BTS sniffs. I don't even know what it tastes like. I really don't.
All right. It's not bad. These all taste, I thought they would taste more like how they were supposed to taste.
I agree.
They're like the pop candy version. This is
you are right.
Buffalo chicken, I believe.
What?
Okay, so the fart is definitely the spiciness in it. That's right. But the taste, I don't know. I was thinking those like weird flat lollipops.
That is awful.
These three have all been the same brand. So
this one looks like carbonated apple juice. Oh my God, this one actually smells like alcohol and it's making me hum.
It's a different brand. So we'll see how this one is.
Like alcohol, but like gasoline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taste it, dude. Just let us know. We're excited. Liam's excited for this one. Dude.
Clearly, this is a nasty one.
Liam, come on, man.
This
If you're going to talk it on the mic. Liam, do you want to taste this one?
Okay, but the taste is... Okay. I feel like there's not a taste. It's weird.
Okay. Let me taste it.
It smells like Clorox, and it tastes sweet.
Okay. It tastes like... It literally has like...
Oh, no.
I know, but it doesn't taste anything like it smells. I promise you. It really doesn't. It
tastes banana-y to me.
I like that one better than the...
Ew, yeah. Better than the
hot
orange
chicken
one?
Ew,
the buffalo chicken?
Yeah, that
gross.
Tastes like artificial banana.
So what is that?
This is pirate's piss.
I'm mad.
You were right.
I'm mad. I'm mad.
Yeah, that tastes like banana.
Yes.
It does taste like banana.
It tastes all like, right. Yeah.
I didn't hate that.
Carbonated
this
banana.
One, okay, so that one was the grossest one of the ones. These ones.
I'm not trying that one first.
Oh,
straight
really?
Up, I just smelled it and I'm
I
not
thought
trying.
This one was
oh,
really
that is
bad.
Banana pepper juice. That is banana pepper juice. You want
this
me to do
like
it or
popcorn.
Not?
Popcorn.
Okay.
No, that smells like green olives.
Let me smell it. Should have off the pot,
that's
man.
Popcorn.
Let me see. I didn't smell it. Oh, has to be. Yeah, now I'm getting the butter. Ew, yeah, it's
ew.
Exactly like that
How
extra
are the
buttered popcorn.
That tastes like buttered popcorn.
You should love that. By the
that
way,
does
side
taste
note. Have you seen Jess squirt
like
spray
it.
Butter in her mouth and just drink it?
No, I didn't see that the last time that I was here.
It's absolutely
yeah,
delicious.
Oh
no, I 100% seen it.
Okay. If you haven't
and
tried it yet,
we
everyone.
Made eye contact and then you put it back and then we left that alone.
Yes, this one was
I
sweet
do it all the
corn.
Time. Sweet corn?
Yes, sweet corn makes sense. I completely agree.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, the last one is the one that I said it's vampire blood.
Ooh.
Now this one isn't this one's not one of the food flavors. This is just a pop.
Okay, this one smells extremely sweet, like candied cranberry juice, like cranberry juice without the tart, which is like diet cranberry, if you guys didn't know.
Diet
oh,
cran.
Now we do.
Oh, yeah? I know who's going to like that one.
Yeah.
I know who will like that one.
Oh, it smells so good.
It tastes good, tasted but you definitely. Know why I'm saying that, he's going to like it.
Matt probably picked that out.
Oh, I like it.
I don't like that. Why
it's,
do you think
it's extremely it's sour? It has a, not extremely sour.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but it has
sour.
A sour to it. And Matt loves sour. Yeah.
That one was a Warhead. It was
yes.
A Jones Soda Warhead one.
Jones
Extreme.
Soda.
That's not as sour as I thought. This is kind of disappointing. So
no, that was
not disappointing. I like
no,
that.
No, it's not. I thought they would taste more like they would.
How
taste.
They? Yeah.
No, but that's what I liked about it is that like. It was surprising yeah. Every single time.
I thought the bacon tasted better than I thought.
The bacon
I'm gonna
was
go.
Gross.
No, I go.
Ew, the orange was disgusting. What?
The orange
rank
was
the
worst.
Top three, and then we'll get on to the
top
next.
Top three was one,
which
four,
is the grapefruit pink one. Four is
the pirate
piss.
And five, and, the warhead one.
Oh, yeah, the warhead one, yes. I have to agree
five
with you.
Five was corn.
No,
six.
Five was.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
six.
Yeah. We don't know how to count, you guys.
Clearly.
He is right. Careful. Yeah, no. I hated the popcorn. I hated
yeah, that popcorn
the
smelled bad.
That
too.
Popcorn yeah. Was no good.
Popcorn
it, like,
bacon.
Hits you in the back of the throat with the smell.
Buffalo chicken. Disgusting.
Buffalo chicken
I
was the
buffalo
worst
chicken
one.
Wasn't bad.
That was horrible.
I didn't like
but
it.
But it also doesn't taste like buffalo chicken.
Not at
oh,
all.
Oh yeah, it doesn't even smell like it.
Yeah.
Like at all. I didn't like it.
Yeah, that it was not good. The peanut butter and jelly one was probably the best one.
Yeah, I thought that was the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I really, really, really like that skit. I like that. That was fun.
That
I think
was
that we should do things like that. Maybe not taste
here,
testing,
me,
but...
I'm going to clean it up right now. You guys keep talking. I'm going to just get it away from the machines that I don't want to spill this on with kids.
So, yeah, now that he's gone and where it should be with
right.
Jess and I,
correct.
My favorite person to talk to.
You're so sweet.
Do you know that the headphones match your shirt? We'll put it on. We'll post it. We'll post a picture.
My
but
shirt's
she
blue.
Looks flawless. Honestly, I just feel like that this exact skit should be specifically on video because I love
oh,
every
Shay,
single thing
I
about
look
her.
Awful. Don't.
She doesn't. Jess is so beautiful. She
oh,
does not understand.
God.
Oh, all right. You guys will see the video where Chris
you
just looks so handsome.
Put
honestly.
The drinks on.
I just feel like they leave this. What'd
show
you need?
The drinks, dude.
All right. Show the drinks. Cool. Great.
Go back to you. We're not doing a segment on drinks.
All right. Hold on. Let me take a picture of you with it so that they can see that, too. They're going to want to see
Shay's
how great.
Taking
wait,
a
come
snapshot
back.
Of the drinks.
Okay, we'll do it
but
I'm upset.
Chris is walking away.
Chris absolutely said no thank you. I just wanted to talk about how great Jess
no,
is.
Thank
and
you.
Now he's back. And he's going to ruin the whole situation.
All right. Breaking news. Just not great. Go on from the news from there.
Now I'm sad. But welcome back.
Are you ready, Shay?
Absolutely.
It's that time.
I love
straight
that.
Straight cash, homie.
I absolutely love that. So we're going to start ready out off, with one. Cash. One thing that I know absolutely nothing about. But Jess knows a lot about these type of things.
What is it?
So I'm going to I'm going to just say it, and you're going to finish it. Okay. And I just want to hear what you have to say about this whole Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck thing, okay, where they were enjoying their week-long vacation. How many years after? 17, I think it was?
17.
Wow. Can you please enlighten me? Because I have no idea.
Do we love Ben Affleck and J-Lo together?
We don't love Jennifer Lopez or Ben Affleck, yeah, and we certainly don't like them together.
Mm-mm.
No. Ben Affleck was best with Jennifer Garner, who was his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's J-Lo best with? A-Rod?
No.
No?
P. Diddy.
Oh.
Right? Like, okay, how many times has she been married?
I don't remember that.
Honestly, I think that is the question for you.
I think like 3 or 4 times. She was like married to her backup dancer.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Who was married to Mark Anthony?
She was married to Mark Anthony.
Yes, she was.
Actually,
you knew way more than I did. I could agree with it, but I would have never been able to bring that up.
Yeah.
That was actually good. Good for you.
Good for me, man.
Good for you.
I named A-Rod, I named Mark Anthony.
Yeah, you did.
Wow. I'm proud of you. Backup dancer. Do you know what I named? Ben Affleck. The reason why? Because I researched it. Obviously not good enough.
Shay, and now what we're going to do, the little mute thing. Shay, we're going to have a meeting right now.
Listening.
When we send you the link for the news story, mm-hmm, you click on it, it'll give you more information.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think I tried, and I thought it was a screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you sent me a screenshot.
No, because you're great at just reading what it says in the.
But can you guys tell I'm reading? Because when I listen back to my your podcast with me on it.
It's our podcast now, man.
When I listened back for a week straight, I could not tell I was reading.
I couldn't either. That's what I'm saying.
Because I wasn't reading.
You just stumbled the entire show. You couldn't tell?
She didn't fucking stumble. Ben Affleck.
I hope nobody shit on that. I hope we can get that as a drop. Because that is a great
one. This is right.
I know, right?
This is right.
Okay, if you insist, Shay, thanks.
I want you to know that I did not say that right now. But that was good. I like hearing myself.
Yeah.
So,
okay, wait, I wasn't
next
done.
Next story? Bad, we didn't talk about that at all. Who cares about J-Lo? Are they
both
divorced?
I just want to bring up the movie that they made. Didn't they make
Geely?
Why do you know that?
I just know things, dude. It's one of the worst movies ever made.
Have you seen it?
No, but they've also made another movie, like South Something, I thought.
Southpaw?
It's not Southpaw.
I was just kidding, but that's a good movie, and I cried my whole eyes
out. Is that the
one
with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Don't ask me names.
Or is that with Mark Wahlberg?
That's the boxing one.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't watch it again because I cried way too hard, but it is definitely worth watching.
I love a movie that makes me cry.
Have you seen Forrest Gump yet?
My next topic is definitely something more interested in what I have and have not seen.
Shay, before you get into it, because my memory is so bad, have we asked Jess what her least favorite movie character was?
No, we haven't.
She talks shit about not seeing Forrest Gump, but who's your least favorite movie
character? I can't come up with one on the spot.
You say it like it's on the spot, like it's not something I bring up
all the time.
That's true. You know,
it's like I'm asking you what your favorite cereal
is. The one
like
that
I
comes to mind is
have you?
The kid.
Not on the show.
The kid on Indiana Jones.
Oh my god, you're absolutely right. Yes. He moved up. He's worse than Donner. He's worse than Donner.
Is he worse than Donner?
Dude, he sucks.
Donner's a dick.
Dr. Jones. Dude, Donner does suck.
Donner is a douchebag, but that Dr. Jones kid, yeah, he's not.
What is his name?
I don't know.
Short Stack or something like that.
I feel like I should be like, I'm Googling it, but I'm not.
Maybe Jessica.
You guys are welcome.
Read the next story.
Somebody Google it while I read the next story. Which the next story is.
Well, Shay just says the next story out of memory because you couldn't tell she's reading.
Did I say reading?
No, I didn't hear reading.
I said remembering. In Houston?
In Houston.
I said Houston. Okay. Can you say it correctly if you're going to say it wrong? Thank you.
Absolutely, I can.
Wait, Ashley? I'd just like to interrupt.
Ashley's my new slogan, man.
Ashley, please. I'd like to fucking interrupt.
Yeah. Please comment on what you guys think Ashley is. I need to know.
Interrupt. Chris, you, what did you say this kid's name was?
Short Stack or something.
It's Short Round.
Oh, Short Round. My bad.
I feel like that's my whole nickname.
And can you find out?
That's amazing that you even.
Can you see what the other Ben Affleck and Angelina, or not Angelina Jolie, what's
Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Yeah. I think that these are good topics, and I'm glad that you guys are enlightening me with your information. I've already researched it, so I kind of already know everything.
Shay, I think everybody knows that you do a lot of research.
Thank you, guys. As long as I have the support, you know.
You need to get you like a lab coat with all your research.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I need. Pockets for my pens. Pockets for my
pockets research. For my pens.
Pockets for my pens.
I like that.
Pen pockets.
Pen pocket.
Pen pocket.
Jersey girl. You know?
It's a good thing we have. Okay.
You were close. No, you were close.
What did you say? South Park?
No, I was thinking. I thought
he
it was,
said South
I
something.
It was, I thought it was South. It was either Boston or something like that. Okay. But I guess South.
Yeah, whatever. You were close.
My bad. I said Geely and I knew Mark Anthony. What are you bringing, did. Bro? Bring the next story, Shay.
I brought the whole damn story. You guys are welcome. So my next story that I wanted to discuss today.
Let's hear
or,
it.
Or announce and then you guys discuss. Is that tiger that was caught on video in the neighborhood of Houston.
Oh, that's right. A lot of stuff's happening in Houston. Houston's booming, it seems like. There's tigers running amok.
What tigers else? And bears.
Oh, my.
Hey. Aww. That was sweet. So cute.
I hate okay, it. We're going to edit that out.
Put it on a white blog, please.
Okay. Shay, they're called drops. I have no idea what you say when you're saying a block.
White block. Okay. That's what they're called, white block.
I get it.
Okay, wait. So,
white block,
so,
drop top.
Ranger.
Cool. Anyway.
Oh, that was good.
Can you tell us about the tiger for the people who don't know this story?
So there was a tiger that was loose in the neighborhood of Houston. And it... Don't talk about me. And it did have a collar on. But...
Whoa.
It did. Which means that it belonged to somebody. Okay, so let's just talk about that.
A tiger being harbored in yes, a house in
yes,
Houston.
Yes, exactly. That was then on the loose.
It's the tiger capital of the world.
But can we please discuss the Texas. Part where there was a gun pointed at him?
I don't like that at all. I mean, I know it's a fucking tiger. But
was
I don't
it,
like that he
it,
had the gun.
Was it a...
The tiger didn't have the gun. A guy
oh, the tiger wasn't,
who was out...
He was not carrying.
He did not carry the gun.
No.
The guy unfortunately. Was outside and came in... contact with the tiger?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Was it just a civilian?
The tiger. Yes, it looked like a civilian
okay.
from the
now,
video.
Now, if I was to ask, I haven't seen the video.
It was an off-duty sheriff.
Huh. Okay. So the guy may have been pointing a gun just so people didn't get killed?
He was literally holding it, gun, the freaking tiger at gunpoint.
Maybe
point.
In case
like
he
wouldn't
attack
have
somebody.
The goddamn gun.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
He was holding it, the tiger at gunpoint, off-duty, with a collar on
May
it,
I
just
ask
standing
what,
there.
What somebody should do in.
I know. That's the safest that you can get is to have
well,
a gun to protect
they probably
yourself,
put a gun to him while
like
the
it.
Zoo was coming.
I
or
don't
whatever.
Like it.
Yeah,
don't
but you know who did come
then
for
him? Invite him in for tea and see how that goes, dude. I'll take the gun.
I would have invited him for tea.
I'm just saying. It's sad.
It
the
is
tiger
sad.
Shouldn't even
be
in Houston
you for
in
breakfast,
the first place.
Like
he shouldn't have
flakes,
a collar
bro.
On and be living in somebody's back goddamn yard.
But if he is there, maybe protect yourself.
No, go inside
Shay,
and
would
grab
you rather
a
human being die
steak.
Or a cartoon
yes!
animal? Or a cartoon
I agree
animal.
With you.
Let a human die.
That's so
same.
Dumb. You
die.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you how I would rather watch a human die. Example, myself,
than a
hopefully.
A tiger getting shot?
Than any type of animal.
Ever. Yeah,
I don't like animal abuse. I said a human being die
I'm listening.
Or a cartoon animal.
Human being.
Okay.
What cartoon? I have to ask,
that's
what
a,
cartoon
that's
animal?
A difference between, yeah. That's,
no.
I feel like that's a male and woman
no.
thing. I guarantee.
You, because men suck.
That's right.
Hot topic.
Okay.
Men
and if a man wasn't there, that tiger would have mauled eight people.
Are not as amazing as women.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing. We do pretty much everything better.
Except
clearly we talk
tigers.
Better.
Except wrangle
no,
tigers.
You didn't give a woman a choice to do. The woman did not. There was not a woman involved.
Do we know if that tiger was male or female?
We know.
It was probably a woman tiger. A tigress.
Yeah, trying to Ooh. Escape from a man.
Yeah.
That's exactly
which is
correct.
What we do best. We
she probably
escape
ran
from
back
men.
To him. Fuck.
Oh. No, do you know what did happen? Is the unidentified. Unidentified. Yeah. How the fuck was he unidentified?
The tiger?
No, the man.
That looks like Raj, the tiger.
Unidentified man came.
He works at...
Kissed this tiger on the head.
What?
Grabbed him by the collar and took him into the home. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
The tiger is living in the house.
Yes, that's why he had a collar on.
Well, did they confiscate the tiger and get him
Shay
out?
Shay emphasized the collar.
Yes, that's
times.
Why. Okay. I didn't explain why.
You
I
could have
wrong.
A zoo collar. You could have a...
No, he's right. I was wrong. He's right.
I'm sorry. So what? It's a drug den and they have all their shots and shit? Like,
I'm
the
sure
tiger
that's
might
what
not
the fuck
have a
it
collar
was.
There.
He literally walked out and kissed him on the head. The man kissed the tiger on the head and took him by the collar and walked him in the house. And that was it. Boom, okay. Boom, boom.
Does he have papers for the tiger?
Probably.
How do you get a tiger?
I don't know.
Because the tiger shouldn't be there in the fucking
no,
first.
It shouldn't
no,
be.
That's the whole point. I don't.
I agree.
That's it. The tiger okay. shouldn't be there in the first place.
I agree. Okay. And there should not have been a gun pointed in his dang face.
Right.
That
yeah, the
is
tiger
what
should
I don't
be
like.
In the fucking
Correct.
Asia. Okay. Agreed. Yeah, but if it is in Texas,
but if it's running
I'd
loose,
protect
yeah, I
myself.
Get the gun. Okay.
Well, whatever. Okay.
Right,
next story.
Next story is going to be great.
I don't
you guys
know how
are gonna
you could
love
talk
it.
Your previous story, Shay.
You guys are gonna love it simply because I'm not gonna talk the whole time. And it's about Tim Tebow.
Are you doing the thing? I'm such a girl. I don't know Tebow. Who this is because he's well known throughout the land.
Tim Tebow.
Tim.
He's more
Tim
well
Tebow.
Known as less of a football.
Honestly,
player
his name is better when it's
Jesus
Tim Tebow.
Guy.
I know him as a virgin. He's okay. The one who what. He took like
yeah,
a
yeah, because he was very religious.
Pledge, right?
Yeah, he's very religious. Or
did he kneel? Was he the...
Yeah,
what
he Tebowed, bro.
Is that a gesture?
Yeah, it's when you like genuflect after you score, bro.
Was that
Tebow?
A gesture before Tebow?
Yeah, a lot of people point to the ceiling or to the sky.
Did
I mean,
it have
he
that
would
name?
Kneel down. No, but Tim Tebow would do it every time, so people would just do it random places, like planking, and they would call it Tebow.
Got it. Planking.
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 I didn't invent planking. It's cool. An example, man.
I know, but
good
you
example.
Got us on the topic.
What about planking. Tebow?
No, so he's back in the NFL.
That's stupid.
But not as a quarterback.
Oh, Shay. Please do go on.
Yeah, so he's in the NFL now.
What does he do?
No, he's not a quarterback. Okay. That's what I do now.
Shay, you're killing it with the news,
Shay,
man.
What position does he play?
Probably third string or something.
He plays tight end, I believe. He's trying out for the Jaguars. As a tight
that
end.
Makes sense how for somebody who made a pledge. Tight end.
Got him.
Chris did not laugh, you guys.
No, it was good. I
was he a good quarterback?
He was a good college quarterback, but then he went to the pros. Wasn't good with Denver. Beat the Steelers in the playoffs. He hit
and
Demaryius
how long
on the
was his break? Has he been
he's
in the NFL
been
the whole time?
He's been trying to play in the MLB. He's been playing for, like, the Mets minor league team or something for the last
what?
Couple of years.
So it's a big but deal he's back in the NFL.
It's a big deal just because he's a big he's a personality
he's
that people
icon.
Recognize.
Okay.
He was a very good college quarterback. He played with Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
He
we
played,
know him.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
Right.
Obviously.
He played with a lot of high-profile people and was very well-known. Now he's coming back because Florida, at the time, his coach, Urban Meyer, is the Jacksonville Jaguars' new head coach. But he's never played tight end, so there's no reason bringing him back other than just making a story about it.
Right.
To have Tim Tebow.
Exactly.
What,
Tim
Tebow?
Tim
Tebow?
Tim Tebow?
As we're talking about it now, he's not good, but if you have him on your team, I guarantee people are going to buy his jersey.
Yeah, right.
Gonna click on your story.
Right.
So that's why.
So they're just using his name as like a
marketing
thing. I mean, maybe it could work out, but it won't. There's no way a 30-some-year-old quarterback switching to tight end is better than a tight end coming out of college at 22 who's been playing it his entire life.
But he wanted to play baseball?
Yeah.
Didn't Michael Jordan do that?
Yes, Michael Jordan.
He did
the
like
Bulls
everything.
And played for the White Sox and, well, more so Chicago's minor league team.
Right.
Was he good?
Michael Jordan wasn't very good at baseball. Deion Sanders, however.
Was Tim Tebow good
no,
at baseball?
No, he never really played pro. He played in spring training, and I didn't really follow. Deion Sanders is the only, well, Bo Jackson, too. Bo Jackson was probably the best two-sport player who was a running back for the Raiders and also played for the Royals.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Deion Sanders played for the Atlanta Falcons and also played for the Atlanta Braves. He played in two different sports in the same day.
Chris
wow.
knows everything
right?
about sports.
I was just about to compliment like on him. No, hold on.
Prime time.
I've had this conversation with him before on how much, like, how intelligent he actually is.
He retains a lot of information.
A lot of information.
There's no reason I should know Mark Anthony or Gigli.
Correct. What was that word you used last night? Ilk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Explain.
Explain. I can't remember what I was talking about. I know I was using
it. It's just
it
a word no one would ever fucking know. Ilk. Yeah. I-L-K.
What does it mean?
It's like belonging, like the family, almost like the family. Like it belongs in the same category as, like, it's of its ilk.
Can you please use it in a sentence? I'm putting you directly on the spot.
I know. I'm trying to think of how it was. I think it was like somebody came on Shark Tank or something who looked like they didn't belong, and I said it wasn't of their ilk or something.
Yeah, I think that was correct.
It was
and
like
it was.
That. It was you out
correctly
of place.
In the sentence.
How did you react to that? Hearing
she
that?
Didn't know what it was, and then
I said, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah, I would have said the same.
Exactly.
Damn thing.
Yeah, I was like, "That's not this a word."
Right.
Mad.
Honestly,
Shay,
I'm
if you insist,
this is right.
No, Shay, I love it. But okay, I guess we're gonna wrap up the news there.
I right? have so many more stories, but it's like fine.
No, Shay.
No, it's fine.
People,
no, let's continue.
I think people get intimidated by how well prepared you are for
thank
it.
Thank you. I don't want you guys to be like.
He was number one.
Shay,
I am not. Thank you. Yeah. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now
thank
I do John. Have some news before the show wraps up. Next week we will be having a running mate, or not a running mate, Sabrina Miller, who's running for Bellevue City Council as well.
Yay!
As she has her, her and her husband have a construction company they're running, so we'll get her on
wow.
here, talk about some
that's gonna be really exciting.
Local politics. Let's see what movie character she hates. Maybe talk about some small businesses.
Yeah.
Probably mostly about characters she doesn't like from movies.
Mm-hmm,
see
mm-hmm,
how she feels
mm-hmm.
about Indiana
surprise,
Jones
surprise.
And Donner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see what the serial rankings are. And then maybe if we have time, we'll get into
are you saying serial
questions.
Killer?
Serial, no.
Oh, that's rude. But go ahead, yeah. continue.
Yeah,
no,
guys
I want
like
to hear.
Serial killers. I like serial.
Serial.
Serial, serial.
Super Sarah.
Was it that it's
same day? Oh my god, should we make it a block?
Make it a white block.
I
sounded just like it, but go ahead.
Did you?
You couldn't
were
hear me.
Were you making
I
an impression
like
of that? Is that what that was?
No, it wasn't. It was.
That was really good.
I know.
It
was
yeah.
really
oh
good.
God,
I'm like blushing.
All right, so we'll do that next week. And
wait, hold on. I'm
I was
upset gonna
tease
because
my rankings for next week, but maybe I'm going to change it. What?
I feel like you said something about a game.
Make
time for it, Chris.
Yeah, I did it, but I don't think it's going to translate to the audio format, so I'm going to find a different one that is more conducive for success on an audio format.
All right. I mean, it's fine. Whatever
good.
You decide to do, I'm totally for.
Yeah,
a game
you,
sounds
Kay.
Fun.
We'll work on that, and then hopefully next week will go a little bit smoother.
Every
right.
week
you guys
goes
still
smooth.
Here? Sweet. Okay. We'll wrap it up. We need some music. I need an opening song and a closing song. If you're a musician out there.
Oh, you know what song it is?
Send me music and I will just change it every
Bohemian
episode.
Rhapsody by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. That will never be played on this show until my dying
resort
day.
To episode one with me. Or it was like episode three. First
was
episode.
Okay. Just share it. I mean, just share it again, right?
I do share it consistently.
Oh, you're the best, Shay.
No,
we're,
I know.
We're
she
happy
is.
That you're part of the team now.
No, I couldn't be more grateful. Am
maybe
I
that
next
will
week?
Be back
probably
next
not.
Week. We'll see.
How many people are you going to have on?
Sabrina said she'll be on.
I'm excited. I'm very excited
Miller,
for that. I really
Miller.
Am.
Yeah.
I'm very
she
excited.
She has two small kids, so there's a lot for her to talk about, and I'm interested to see how things work with that. That's something I don't know about. I don't know about kind of city council things. So hopefully, you know, she's running. Go out, vote for her. She does very well, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So. She gets
I've heard
things
great
done.
Things.
You
no,
like to
I
see
have.
People
yes.
who get things done. A lot of politicians are well known for talking, running their mouth, and then nothing happens. So she seems
that
to
sounds
get things
nothing
done.
Like me.
And even you know, it's good to see somebody like that. It usually translates to whatever business they're doing. So
yes,
I'm
I
excited for
agree.
That. Mm-hmm. Shay will be here next week. We'll get the game. Yeah. Jess, thank you for filling in, doing yeoman's
welcome.
Work.
Jess, I'm so happy you're here.
So excited to be here.
Oh, I love this. I love Jess. I mean,
for,
like, I love Chris.
So for Jess and Shay, I'm Chris. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.